Let's move on now and just talk a little bit about endometrial cancer beyond what we were talking about with checkpoint inhibitors, as well as cervical cancer. And Angela Secord covered that in the meeting. And one of the issues that she talked about in both of these tumors was what you were talking about before, bevacizumab. So there are data out there in endometrial cancer. She went through them. And of course, it's approved in cervical cancer. Can you talk today about your view of how, if at all, you see bevacizumab being integrated into the management of these two cancers?
Yeah, thank you for that. Let's start with endometrial cancer. So yesterday, I saw two patients with second-line recurrent endometrial cancer. We understand that the front line is, carboplatin paclitaxel. And one patient was a patient that I admitted for my partner who was on single-agent doxorubicin. She had a malignant bowel obstruction, and I'm going to go around after this and send her to hospice. The other patient was a patient that was on pegylated liposomal doxorubicin and bevacizumab and had stable disease. I get it, it's one patient versus one patient, but that was my experience yesterday, that in the patient that with bevacizumab, we were able to maintain tumor control, and with doxorubicin as a single agent or even single agent PLD, not very active. So I'm a fan of it. There's a reimbursement issue, and we were able to get it paid for in the patient that I saw in the clinic that has stable disease after 6 cycles. And she has a good quality of life.
In your mind, what are the global clinical numbers if one of your fellows comes up and says, in terms of what you see bevacizumab adding to chemotherapy in endometrial cancer, kind of globally, how do you see it affecting, let's say, PFS and overall survival?
Yeah, so I don't have any survival data. The PFS is probably not quite as good as ovarian, which is, 3 to 4 months. It's probably only a 3-month benefit. Yeah. But there are extreme responders to bevacizumab. And you already said it, we need a biomarker. And, we've all seen these extreme responders, and the patient that I told you about is an extreme responder. So you can't just look at the median, and you said this with the immunotherapy, it's really about the tail. There will be some extreme responders in endometrial cancer where bevacizumab is a game changer.
So when you say extreme responders, are you kind of referring more to the chemo plus Bev with Bev maintenance kind of platform or a single agent platform?
No, a combination. Yeah.
Aren't there people also who benefit from Bev monotherapy, like you hear about people with ascites, et cetera?
Yes, mostly ovarian cancer, but yes.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I was talking about there in terms of extreme. So you think they're extreme responders, though, in endometrial?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, that's interesting.